Jeff Beal this morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, Jeff. I guess you can see the end. Are you chalking off days of the calendar?
I got to tell you, I don't know. Sometimes this feels like, you know, the baseball game that we just can't get out of the inning. You know, I think we are all kind of wearing through our COVID fatigue. And, you know, I've been watching as the restrictions have lightened up the last couple of weeks, and that feels good. It feels like we're moving in a healthy direction. But, you know, without a doubt, that it seems to – the roller coaster keeps going. So I will be, you know – we're looking forward to a more normal year next year. That's where I'm at right now.
Sure. What about kids getting vaccinated? What are you hearing from the kids?
We've done a couple of vaccination clinics here at the school through the Center for Family Health. We are certainly continuing to partner with the Henry Ford Allegiance, and so we're happy with those partnerships. But I got to tell you, I'll share my own daughter's story. My daughter came home and said, "Hey, look, Dad, my friends have got it. I want it too." And she was able to. We ended up taking her over to CVS, and you can walk right in and get your vaccine. So,
right.
And I think you're going to see more and more of that. You know, especially as the peer groups say, "Hey, look, I don't want to worry about it anymore. I don't want to have to wear my mask. I don't want to." And it's always kind of this ever-present worry in the back of our mind, and so. I think she's feeling pretty good about it. And so I'm hoping that students will take advantage of it. But of course, that's got to be the right decision for every family.
Sure. So what does the end of the year look like, Jeff?
Oh, well, we're right now, getting ready for commencement. And, you know, that's that roller coaster ride I was telling you about. Remember the end of April, we were only allowed to have 300 kids or 300 people total, kids and everybody,
right,
get together outside. And so that was looking more like it did last summer, where we were doing flights. And then this year, you know, as the weeks went on, we got up to 1,000. And then we actually submitted with the Jackson County Health Department our enhanced safety plan, which will allow us to go upwards of about 2,000 at Withington Stadium. And so we will have a traditional commencement next week on Friday. Ceremonies at 5:00. We have a rain day the following day, Saturday, because obviously, again, the restrictions are still pretty strict inside. So if we had to shift it back inside, then we're limited back to that 300, and we're going to try to do our best to avoid that.
Yeah, it sounds like just about everybody's trying to be outside.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then I think Monica Pierce, the principal at Jackson High, has got a prom and senior gala activity set for the day after graduation, so that 29th, that Saturday. So I know she's got a big activity planned for the kids that day. And, you know, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of proms around the county, and we've seen them around the state. And I'm really pleased with Monica and her crew for kind of holding this line, because we know kids are getting together outside. We know they're going to get together, but I don't ever want to be the one to make that phone call to tell a parent that their kid can't walk at commencement because they're positive. And so we're pushing that prom gala to the day after graduation, really, because we want to keep the focus on commencement right now for those kids.
Yeah. You know, your group last year missed so much. It's good that you can get through this.
Yeah, no, it really does. I think, you know, we had Joel Shaner had his band concert Tuesday night. That felt really good. I mean, again, to have the first band concert, it's almost one of those things that brings you to tears a little bit as you sit back and you go, we haven't had a band concert in a year. And, you know, yeah. The marching band and our band is such a big deal here. We take a lot of pride in that. It means a lot to our students and our family and community. And so to be able to do that felt really good. And I think he's marching in a parade here coming up. So we're real pleased with where he's going.
We had Jack Fairley on last week. Of course, you have a lot of construction still going on over there in the middle of all this.
We're wrapping up. So the irony is I'm looking at more and more parking lot today over by the Aquatic Center, because we will have parking around that facility. Mm-hmm. And as the trades are wrapping up on the site, they're pulling off their equipment and getting out of the way. But they're going to be pivoting right over to Withington Stadium to start the field house and the concession stand project. So it one rolls right into the next. But yes, a lot of construction, a lot of really good things happening. The aquatic center will be done here by mid-July right now. Mm-hmm. And then John R. Lewis, the new elementary down there on Clark Street, which was the old Lincoln School, that building will be online by mid-July as well. And then in just a couple weeks, we're going to be pulling out of Frost, moving into Cascades, and the Jackson County Intermediate School District is going to be starting a significant renovation project at Frost. So a ton of work happening around our community right now.
Yeah. So the new aquatic center, that'll be ready to go for the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our girls are the girl swim team here will be the first ones in the pool in the fall. Absolutely. We'll have home meets here in the fall. And I was talking with Kelly Hoover just last week, because we're looking really at making this some community access so that their lifeguards can come over and people can come in and swim for a couple hours, you know, pay a couple bucks, swim for a couple hours and rotate out when we get another group in. So we're really excited about what that might look like. Obviously, you know, swim lessons and senior aerobics and lap swim and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we partner with the Jackson Parks and Rec, and Kelly is fantastic down there. So we're really pleased for that opportunity as well.
Jeff Beal with us. And then over at Withington, how long a project is that, Jeff?
Oh, it's about 16 months, plus or minus. So we awarded the bids on the 11th. Again, we had about a little over 2 million, maybe 20 to 25% of those bids specifically were Jackson businesses. So we were very pleased about that. And then a lot more that were kind of Jackson area.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, they will start construction here within the next week or so with a lot of the renovation or the site work. And then the concession stand and restrooms. We're going to double the restroom capacity of the stadium. That will be completed early part of the season, so second week-ish of September. New scoreboard will be in by then, second week-ish of September. And then the big field house, the indoor practice facility, that will go up starting around December and January, and then that will be completed for fall of 2022, so a little over a year from now.
Spring sports went pretty well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we didn't have to have the same kind of cancellations that we had in winter sports. You know, there are a few hiccups with COVID, is like I said, the roller coaster that it was. But really, I'm thrilled for our athletes to be able to experience, you know, kind of some more of the normal. And people don't realize how important that is to connecting kids to the classroom. You know, people get up and they love to come to school, but they come for friends and they come for activities, they come for social, and athletics is a huge part of that.
JPS Superintendent Jeff Beal,
thank you for having me
this morning. Jeff, when is graduation?
Next Friday, so the 28th, and I believe the ceremony starts at 5 p.m. We are limited still in tickets, so it's not a free-for-all. I think each senior right now is allotted 6 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because we got to count everybody that comes through that gate, including workers and graduates and the band and so on. But 6 tickets, that gets much better than the 2 we had just a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You guys, everybody, have a great day. It is a great day to be a Viking.
Jeff Beal, JPS. Super.